Got you, brother Barry.
Amen. All right, I'm gonna pretty much pick up where Brother Robin left off. He mentioned a little bit of faith, and that's what's been on my heart and mind. And I've been, one good thing is get something like that on your mind, and the Lord will put you in the book. He put you in the book, brothers. And I've read over 100 different Bible verses looking for the right ones that I wanted to portray tonight. And I'd like to start here with James 1:3. Knowing is that he is testing and trying of faith worketh in patience, our precedence. We got to keep faith in this. And just like it says in the Bible, a mustard seed of faith can take you far. And a lot of people lose faith along the way when they get in the valley. And in the valley, everybody knows it is a tough situation down there sometimes. And having this faith, and I've seen people give up on the faith and give up on the Lord just because times are getting rough on them. But what they're not realizing is with that faith, you keep that faith, Lord's going to bring you out of there, and he's going to make you stronger for the next time. He's got a plan for you. He's always got a plan. And when his plan comes about, you have to be ready. Because the devil's going to hit you, and he's going to hit you twice as hard as he did before. Because he's going to come out of that one. So he's ready for you this time. And once I found 1 Corinthians is, watch ye stand fast in faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Be strong and guard and stand firm in faith. Be courageous and strong. Do everything in love. With God's love and faith, there's no mountain. There's no valley. There's nothing to stop us. We have a bountiful access to whatever in this world. It's for us. God made it all for us.
Amen.
So, he wants us to have it. He wants us to take it and share it and share it with people. And my faith, I've always had faith in God. And every time I've gotten in my valley, he's testing me. He's making me stronger. That's just the way I've seen it. And I try to portray that to other people along my way. But I've not been a Christian too long, a born again, true believer in Jesus. But I kept my faith in God. And then when I accepted Jesus Christ into my life, I like Saul said, the scales come off my eyes. I was blind. Now I see what just a little bit of faith. And I was able to see how far what little bit of faith I had in God until I got saved carried me. And now that I am born again and a follower of Jesus Christ, I see faith and I want faith to grow, and I try to portray that to my children. And praise God, both my three children have accepted Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And it's a beautiful thing. It's one of the best things. And we're working on all the children, you know. They're the future. That's where it's at. Brother HR, he baptized my stepson, Knighton. He's born again, washed, and the family come together in faith.
Yes.
And then to have this church, Inner Fountain Ministry, come together as a family, because we're a family here. This is not a church with a congregation. This is a family who gather and praise.
Woo! Come on, say it, brother.
And I feel blessed every time I get a chance to meet with y'all. And this brother and meeting, I've been looking forward to it. And just ain't been able to make it. And I've been excited about this all week because I knew I had the day off and I was fixing to come in here. And so I'm very blessed and proud to be here. I'd like to touch on a few more Bible verses that really got to me. The one faith without knowing. When We can't see God, but yet we have faith in Him. Us true believers, we know He's there. We've felt the Holy Ghost upon us. But there's people out there that haven't felt that, that don't know. And faith without knowing is a tough thing. You know, especially in today's world when everything's so fast paced and you've got access to information in the blink of an eye. And Hebrews 11:1, no faith is the substance of not of things not seen. And just because it's not seen don't mean it ain't there. We can't see the wind when it blows.
Yeah.
We feel it and we know it's there. Yeah, and there's all kind of Brother Robin, poor Brother Robin, suffering from sore throat. Got a little touch of virus or bacteria. Yes. We can't see it, but Brother Robin sure knows it's there.
Amen, right brother. There. Yes.
Yes, sir.
And
you're doing great.
I'm not a real big speaker. I never have been one to get up and been a real shy fella pretty much my whole life. But you know, there's some things that need said, and we have to, we got to stand up and let the world know and let people around us know our brother and show them the love of Jesus and
Amen.
Show them what can happen when you give your life to Him. And having that kind of faith will just open doors for so many things and so many people. And who knows who you might touch? Somebody you don't think you'll ever reach. And next thing you know, they'll be asking, what about that church you talk about? Can anybody come? Is it open? Yeah, it's open.
That's right.
With loving arms. Amen. Come on in there.
Amen.
And I'd just like to close with, let's see which one I got to close with. I got a bunch of them.
You're all right, bro.
All right. 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen ye in love, and whom thought now you see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Wow. So that's what I wish upon all y'all this
Amen.
Evening, and anybody that's checking us out on Facebook Live. And
we got the whole family on here, brother.
Yeah, just to let them know that there's faith and love out there, and all you have to do is seek it.
Yes.
God bless y'all.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know.